All right. Well, it's great to have you today on a little Grace to Grow podcast here. And I want to take a passage of Scripture out of Joshua chapter 3, verse 3. This particular text and title I actually found not in my Bible reading, not in my casual Bible reading. I wish I could say I found it that way. But I was reading a book about fasting. A man by the name of Jennison Franklin had written a book on fasting. I was encouraged by another friend to read it. And one of the last chapters, I think this may have been the last chapter, he points out this passage, and it was actually the chapter of the title of his last chapter. So anyways, here's where we're at in the context. Joshua is getting ready to lead the people of God across the Jordan River into Canaan land. Canaan land is God's promised land, okay? It's the place that God had promised to his people. It's the place of the people of God's possessions. And yet they'd been living a good long while without inheriting the possession God wanted them to have. And so they come to the bank, and the Lord says to Joshua, gives him this instruction. He says, And they commanded the people, saying, when ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go for it, or go after it. Go after it. So that phrase, those last three words, go after it, is what I want to talk to you about. The priests were to take the Ark of the Covenant across the River Jordan. The River Jordan would part, and the people of God would go after it. Now, in a sense, I understand that that was the time they were supposed to not go before, but after. But on the same token, they had something specific in mind, an object. Joshua had made them focus on an object. And I want us to consider something, this idea of going after it. I used to play high school football, and one of our drills in the preseason, we had a real small school. It was a small team. We had 20 guys for our high school football team. And so one of the drills, the coach would have us all circle up, put our backs to the circle. He'd throw the football up in the air into the middle of the circle, and he would blow the whistle and say, go after it. Everybody knew what he was talking about. Go after that football. Somebody was going to get it. There were some wrestling matches that took place, sometimes even fights, but they were going after it. God wants some things. God wants you and I to go after some things. Now, I want us to consider this, okay? When the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 and 25, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth a prize? He was saying, go after it. When David had to encourage himself in the Lord, he sought God about whether or not he should pursue the enemy and recover what has been stolen, or whether he should stay. God said, go after it. When Jesus said to the disciples, tarry ye in Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. You know what he was saying? He was saying, go after it. Now you may or may not see or accomplish all you would like, but you can be certain there will be no change if you don't go after it. The city of Nineveh had received a message of judgment from a very compassionate preacher. I'm being facetious. Jonah had no problem preaching judgment to Nineveh. As a matter of fact, he was more concerned about God showing mercy. And he had warned the people of Nineveh, judgment was coming. The king had encouraged the people of Nineveh to repent in sackcloth and ashes in hopes that God would give them mercy. There was no promise. He didn't know. But you know what he did? They went after it. And God gave them mercy. There's another story of four lepers outside of the city of Samaria during a time of famine. The city had been besieged by the Syrian army. Things had gotten so bad inside the city that cannibalism was taking place. Now, the lepers, who lived on the outside walls, they were living on the leftovers. So if people were starving inside, you know they were starving. Well, these four particular lepers come to this conclusion. If we stay where we're at, we're going to die. If we go back in the city, we're going to die. But out in front of us is the Syrian army. They have food. Though they're our enemies, maybe they'll give us mercy. We don't know, but they have food. What do we have to lose? So they said amongst themselves, let's go after it. And if you're familiar with the story, they walked on out there and God went before them and they found more than enough. All because they went after it. You know, Peter and the disciples witnessed Jesus walking on the water as they were on a ship in a storm-tossed sea. As the Lord got close to the ship and the disciples realized who it was, Peter said, Lord, bid me come unto you. And the Lord said, come. And you know what he did? He got after it. He stepped out of that boat and he walked on water because he got after it. Some of you may feel that the best days of your life are behind you. And the dreams you had are now not possible, whether age, physical limitation, or whether you feel like you have fouled up your life. Well, let me remind you of a couple Bible characters. Moses had lost his temper in the wilderness. Moses had dreamed of taking the people of God into Canaan land. But now, because of the day that he lost his temper when he smote the rock instead of speaking to the rock, God told him, you won't be able to go into Canaan land. Moses could have got bitter, but you know what Moses did? He looked down at Joshua and he said, if I can't go, I'm going to help somebody else go. And he told Joshua, in a roundabout way, go after it. Go after it. You know, David had spilled a lot of blood as a soldier. He wanted to build a temple for the Lord. And the Lord said, David, you've spilled too much blood. I'm not going to let you do that, but I'll let your son do it. So David decided to prepare all he could, get all of the materials necessary to build this temple. And he told his son Solomon, he said, son, I've done all I could to prepare. God wouldn't let me build this temple. I want you to go after it. And Solomon built it. You see, what we ought to do if we feel like our time's past us, we ought to do all we can to help others go after it. You know, the clock is winding down. I don't know what the future holds for us, but we best get after it. There will always be doubters who retard the marching orders of God. But remember Joshua and Caleb, though 10 of their comrades doubted God's ability to help them possess the promised land, they cried in defiance, let's go after it. Someone said to Moody one day, it is yet to be seen what God can do with a man fully surrendered to him. Moody said, I believe I'll go after it. You know, we'll have no spiritual victories if we don't go after it. We'll have no crowds in the church if we don't go after it. We'll have no answered prayer if we don't go after it. We'll see no revival if we don't go after it. Those who get things done do so because they went after it. Do you want to learn more of your Bible? Well, go after it. Do you want to win more souls to Christ? Well, go after it. Do you want to see the baptismal water stir? Go after it. Do you hunger and thirst after righteousness? Go after it. Do you want to get out of debt? Go after it. Do you want to lose weight? Go after it. You got to go after it, friend. God is waiting for people who will trust Him for great things. William Carey had a burden for India. God said to him, go after it. Adoniram Judson had a burden for Burma, and God said, go after it. David Livingston had a burden for Africa. God said, go after it. Hudson Taylor had a burden for China. God said, go after it. Are you burdened for your city? Are you sick of the spiritual deadness in many Christians in your life, in your family, or even in your church? Well, go after it. Do you want more of the Holy Spirit working in you and through you? Go after it. It takes faith and it takes work, and there's a price to be paid, but it is worth it. My challenge to you, my friend, is obvious. Let's go after it. God bless you and have a great day.